FM 90.3 WJTL Denver and the Mile High Orchestra. Glory to God. Good morning to you, Fred and Rick with you. It's 7:04. Rick, did you say that Denver's doing a Christmas Eve service at your friend's church?
Yeah, a friend of mine in Texas. Denver and the Mile High Orchestra is their
Christmas Eve.
That's perfect.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Good morning. It's 7:05.
And join John Stefiri for the louder side of the season. The Some Sort of Rock Show Christmas episode is tomorrow night at 10. Details at the SSRS Facebook page.
And our friend David Ober is here. He's with Share the Blessing, and we love having you here every year this time, David. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred.
And you brought along your daughter, Cecily. Cecily, you at least have to pull that mic down and say hello. I know you don't want to talk, but you at least have to say hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here. How's school going?
It's good.
Good. Great to have you home.
Thanks.
And David, how's life at your house?
It's crazy, like everybody's homes.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting ready. And I will call out to my wife. My wife turns 50. And so she gets to hit the big 5-0 at the same time of all the kids are home.
Wow.
So it's
happy
a blessing.
Birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. What a great time to celebrate.
She's mad at me now. But hey, happy
that's okay.
days.
David, before we talk about Share the Blessing, the other day we were asking listeners to call in and they were winning prizes and they had to share the funniest thing that they had, a Christmas memory. And one of my favorite funny Christmas memories, we were at your house. I forget how old we were. We were young. We were out of high school.
Right.
But we were taking a group picture of our friends and your mom started hollering, "People! People!" Because we didn't realize it, but behind us the Christmas tree was falling down on us.
I tell you, wherever you go, Fred, you'd knock the world down. Wherever you go. But my mom still says
memory.
people.
She?
Yeah, at age 81, she's still going crazy.
That was one of my favorite Christmas memories of all time because your mom just stood there hollering people and we didn't know why until the tree fell on us.
That's
it
a good
pretty
one.
Funny. Every year we have you back to talk about Share the Blessing and the many families that are in need this Christmas season and how we can help. Tell us what we could do this year to help Share the Blessing meet those needs.
Well, Share the Blessing started about 15 years ago. Actually, the listeners of JTL and other Christian listeners, we realized that there was a real hole in meeting the needs of families here in central Pennsylvania. The fact that families who are going through really difficult times this Christmas season and not of their own making. And Share the Blessing allows you and your neighbors to come alongside families that are struggling, just struggling to survive, some more than overwhelming. One of the stories just recently, we had a nomination of a young boy. He's in third grade. His brother is 4 years old, and they've been raised their whole life, and they only knew their dad, and he just passed away this fall.
Wow.
And died. I mean, you're a third grader, and now you're just being moved. And thankfully, a grandparent stepped up and is raising them. But she is in a wheelchair. She's overwhelmed. It's families like this that we come alongside and help bring some of the joy of Christ into their lives. And Share the Blessing allows you to do that. It's neighbors coming together to support one another. I mean, families are just struggling. I mean, across the board, it's amazing. Every year, we're seeing more and more children being raised by their grandparents. More and more children who are just barely even, I mean, there's a couple of children that aren't even allowed to go to the local school right now because their clothing is so worn out that they need new clothing. And the demands just for simple things, just for food and for shoes, has just become gigantic. Share the Blessing allows you to come alongside this Christmas season and touch the lives of your neighbors. In ways that would just blow your mind. I mean, one day a child is going to school at your local school district, and next thing you know, they come home and they don't even realize that they're being evicted.
Yeah.
And now they're homeless.
Right.
Thankfully, we've got a lot of great professionals locally that are working with the homeless, but they're here in every community, whether it's Elizabethtown, Donegal, Hemphill. There's homeless everywhere. Living out of cars. I mean, last year we were delivering blessings to families that were living out of old-fashioned campers. And that's how they were living through the Christmas season. We saw long electrical cords running out from a neighbor's house.
Wow.
To try to stay warm. Families are struggling, and Share the Blessing allows you to come alongside and bless families today. Remember, the church is going to be judged for a few things, but one of them I really believe is how they treat the poor, the widows, and children. So go to sharetheblessing.com. There's an opportunity for you to make a donation right then. If you'd like to nominate a family, there's still opportunities to touch more families. But we're blessed. 100% of your individual donations will go to those families. So everything we bring in this week goes out this week. So it's a really great opportunity for you to get involved. Just go sharetheblessing.com right now and go in and make a donation. That would be a great help for us. And all that money will be immediately put to use.
Dave, I know that you and your family and your team go out to pretty much spend your whole Christmas going out and delivering food and gifts and Christmas trees. About how many families will you visit?
Right now, we have 151 families that is our goal to reach this year. You know, it's all in the Lord's hands. I mean, one of the things is you've been in ministry for a long time. At some point, you stop worrying and just trust the Lord. For God is faithful even when we are not, because He was always faithful. So we'll see how many of those families will be touched. Every year, it seems to go either between 80 and 125 families, depending on how much donations. But like we said, it's all in the Lord's hands because we don't control how much money folks here in Central Pennsylvania give. But everything they give will go out.
So we invite you, sharetheblessing.com. Go to sharetheblessing.com and help give Christmas, help give the love of Christ to many families in need this Christmas. We'll talk more with Dave coming up in just a bit. Also, music around the corner, Stars Go Dim, Stephen Curtis.